T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With us right now, we have a couple guests this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about Dana-Farber. And I want to welcome Steven Johnson, who is a Dana-Farber patient, and Dr. Robert Soifer, who are both here with us early this morning. Guys, thanks for coming out during day two of the radio telethon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Steven, I want to talk to you a little bit about kind of your experience at Dana-Farber, and maybe you can take us through how you ended up there.
Wow. 10 years ago, I was diagnosed. Started with my primary care, you know, went to see him, and then was sent right on to Dana-Farber, where ended up with Mr. Soifer.
An amazing experience for you?
Yeah, the whole staff, the you know, the people, everyone, great atmosphere.
Yeah, we've heard that so many times, and Doctor, you can talk a little bit about this. It seems to me from the outside that Dana-Farber is unique when it comes to the relationship between the doctors and the nurses and the patients. And you've been in this is not an age thing, but it seems like you've been in medicine for a long time.
What are you saying?
Is it truly, do you think, a unique, do you guys try to make it a unique relationship?
Absolutely. I think that everybody who works at the Farber, and this includes not only the physicians, the nurses, the pharmacists, the nutritionists, but folks who work in the cafeteria, folks who work in the parking lot, are individuals who are there for a reason. They understand the mission of the Farber. They want to be part of the Farber. And they develop lifelong relationships with our patients. And Steve's a great example of someone who, will knock wood, is now 10 years or so after his bone marrow transplant.
Congratulations.
Great. But we never say goodbye. We have this lifelong relationship. And it's not only for the patients, but it's for us, because we all get joy out of actually seeing someone and following up with them and seeing them go on with their lives and lead productive lives and get back with their families. So this is a two-way street. We help patients, and patients actually help us to enjoy doing what we're doing.
Speaking of your transplant, Steve, we're going to have Robert and Jonathan Kraft on next hour.
Oh, no kidding.
And you went to the Kraft Center at Dana-Farber. Your brother was your match?
Yeah.
And
he's here right now.
Oh, there he is. All right. come on over. Go over by Danielle's microphone over there, because I want to talk about that. How did that end up? How did that call? Was it a call, or did he ask in person? Like, how does that end up happening?
So when the devastating news comes that your brother has leukemia, you know, the whole family in shock, but they immediately send out the kits that have you take blood samples and find the match. And I was the only one in the family, just incredibly lucky. And so then you go in. It's a day-long process of you take shots for a couple of weeks and get your bone marrow up. I'm sure Dr. Soifer could talk more medically about it than I can. But
Was he big brother or little brother?
Big brother, 6 years.
So I'm guessing that he was nice to you when you were growing up.
Sometimes.
Aren't you glad that you were? I mean, when it came
to... I am more now than ever.
I was going to say, when it came to needing a match, I'm glad you didn't beat him up all the time.
Yeah, remember that time you kicked me out of the bunk bed? Well,
how about through that back window?
Yeah. You stole my hood. You stole my hoodsy at Fenway? Well, I'm going to pay you back now.
My toys.
But, you know, there's so many family stories, Doctor. I mean, I think one of the things that I have gotten from this, from my first time doing this, is how important it is to Dana-Farber to to treat almost treat the families as well as to treat the patients.
Well, that's absolutely true. Cancer is a devastating diagnosis. It doesn't just affect the patient. It affects every member of their family and their close friends. It strains. It has puts financial strains on people. It puts emotional strains on people. It disrupts your life. Your life is going forward in a line, and suddenly you're turning left. And our goal and our goal together is to get it back online.
Yeah.
And going forward. But it's not so easy to do. And I'll tell you, and there have been studies on this. This is not just, it's not out of my head. Folks who have dedicated caregivers, people who are in for the long haul,
yeah.
Family members usually, but it could be good friends as well, actually do much better
yeah.
than those who are not fortunate enough to have somebody who cares about them.
And yeah.
It's tremendous.
I was going to ask you, I mean, you're a man of medicine, you're a doctor, but you must, I'm assuming, you must feel like the mental part of it, the patient's approach to it is so important when it comes to how they end up doing with it.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, I think there are obviously medical things that good thoughts and strength doesn't necessarily overcome.
Yeah.
However, your ability to weather symptoms, your attitude, your approach really helps you get through day to day. And again, it's a real delight for me to see our patients do well, for all of us to see our patients do well and see their families, and we become a part of the sometimes when we're fortunate, we become part of the extended family.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for coming in. I want to thank your brother for coming in, sharing your story.
Thank you.
And 10 years?
Yeah, in October.
So Dana Farber saved your life.
It did, and so did he.
Yeah, and so did
that's right.
So did your brother.
Right.
Well, what about the doctor? He's right
yeah,
there.
No.
He did his doctor duties.
He did his doctor duties.
One last thing. Even though I'm the doctor, I'm just the front guy. There are hundreds of people behind me, and I'm just the front guy standing here today. There are so many people who are doing the deed every day.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.